ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We're reading from the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, text 47. Please repeat. Karmanyevadikaraste Mapaleshu kadachana Makarma palahiturbur Mati sangos tvakarmani Mati sangas tvakarmani Karmaneva dikaraste Ma paleshu kadachana Ma karma palahe turbur Ma te sangos tvakarmani Karmaneva dikaraste Ma paleshu kadachana Ma karma palahe turbur Ma te sangos tvakarmani Karma nevadikaraste Ma paleshu kadachana Ma karma palahe turbur Mate sangos tvakarmani Karmani jadikaraste Ma paleshu kadachana Ma karma palahe turbur Mate sangos tvakarmani Karma nivadikaraste Ma paleshu kadachana Ma karma palahe turbur Ma te sangos tvakarmani Karmani In prescribed duties Eva Certainly, adhikara, right, te, of you, ma, never, paleshu, in the fruits, kadachana, at any time, ma, never, very good, yeah. Never, te, Akarma phala, in the result of work. Hetuhu, cause. Bu, become. Ma, never. Te, of you. Sangha, attachment. Astu, there should be. Akarmani, in not doing prescribed duties. Translation. You have a right to perform your prescribed duty, but you are not entitled to the fruits of action. Never consider yourself the cause to be the result, yourself the cause of the result of your activities, and never be attached to not doing your duty. So please, let's repeat it. You have a right to perform your duty. You have a right to perform your prescribed duty, but you are not entitled to the fruits of action. Never consider yourself the cause of the results of your activities, and never be attached to not doing your duty. Purports, by His divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. There are three considerations here. Prescribed duties, capricious work, and inaction. Prescribed duties are activities enjoined in terms of one's acquired modes of material nature. Capricious work means actions without the sanction of authority, and inaction means not performing one's prescribed duty. The Lord advised that Arjuna not be inactive, but that he perform his prescribed duty without being attached to the result. One who is unattached, one who is attached to the result of his work, is also the cause of the action. Thus he is the enjoyer or sufferer of the result of such actions. As far as prescribed duties are concerned, they can be fitted into three subdivisions, namely routine work, emergency work, and desired activities. Routine work, performed as an obligation in terms of the scriptural injunctions, without desire for results, is actually in the mode of goodness. So I hope you're still with us. It's quite philosophical. Routine work, performed as an obligation in terms of the scriptural injunctions, without desire for results, is actually in the mode of goodness. Work with results becomes a cause of bondage. Therefore, such work is not auspicious. Therefore, everyone has his proprietary right in regard to prescribed duties, but should act without attachment to the result. Such disinterested obligatory work duties doubtlessly lead one to the path of liberation. What kind of disinterested obligatory duties? Arjuna was therefore advised by the Lord to fight as a matter of duty, without attachment to the result. His non-participation in the battle is another side of attachment. Such attachment never leads one to the path of salvation. Any attachment, positive or negative, is cause for bondage. Inaction is sinful. Therefore, fighting as a matter of duty was the only auspicious path of salvation for Arjuna. Karmanyevadikaraste ma paleshu kadachana ma karma palahiturbur mate sangos tvakarmani. You have a right to perform your prescribed duty, but you're not entitled to the fruits of action. Never consider yourself to be the cause of the result of your activities, and never be attached to not doing your duty. Omagyana timarandasya genanjana shalakaya chakshuran militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripatamaham vande shi gurum dinatarinam. Namam Vishnu padaya Krishna prishtaya bhutale shimate bhakti vedanta swaminiti namini namaste sarasvati devi gauravani pacharini nirvishesha shanyavadi pashtati madishitarini. Hare Krishna. So this is such a key verse in the Bhagavad Gita where we are told to act in a particular way. We have to act. I was reading in the Nectar of Instruction, Srila Prabhupada is writing, spiritual life is not a matter of idle meditation, but active life in the foreground of spiritual life. Active action, positive action in the foreground of spiritual life. That's quite a strong statement. So we have these conceptions about spiritual life, not doing nothing. So this is spoken on a battlefield, and we can't space out on a battlefield. So many things have to be done. But also our life is a big battle. We have duties. I was looking into the commentary by Bhurijan Prabhu. He was saying, Krishna is telling Arjuna, Eva, for sure this is your adhikar, karma. For you, work is good. Somewhere else in the Gita, we had read that. In the beginning, work is said to be the prescription, and it's more advanced, inaction, cessation of all work is recommended. Yes. So here, it's all lila, of course, Arjuna, the pure devotee. He's representing us. Otherwise, we couldn't learn from this book of knowledge. So, but that was what Burija was commenting. So Krishna is saying, for sure, Arjuna, this is your position, your adhika, your qualification, your eligibility. You have to do this. He wanted not to fight. He wanted to go to the forest if necessary and beg, which kshatriyas never do. That's the only thing they wouldn't do, beg. But he was ready to go so far. So he was far gone in his illusion, yoga maya, you know. But Krishna is telling him off and is now recommending him to perform nishkama karma yoga. So that's a suggestion. Krishna is saying, nishkama means without desires, or without attachment to the result. Nishkama karma yoga. Karma yoga means acting for Krishna. Yes? And then, but you can do this with desires, or trying to give up the desires, which is the higher qualification. When we do everything for Krishna, not one for me, one for Krishna, one for me, one for Krishna, or two for Krishna, one for me. So you see, there is, Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport about how we go about work usually. So we try to enjoy our work, and we know it's going to be a good result. So I'm very motivated. So every human being tends to think like this. It's very rare to think that I'm just going to do my duty nicely and that will be my reward. That's basically what we're talking about. When we are not attached to the results, so then we enjoy the process, right? We relish doing what we have to do. This is extremely rare, unheard of in this world. Yet it is the message of the Bhagavad Gita. So if we could just come to the mode of goodness like this, it means I'm attached to doing my duty. That does not include being, I don't do it for the result, to enjoy the result. The result is up to Krishna. As we had read a couple of texts ago, this beautiful text, do not fight for the sake of fighting without considering loss or gain, happiness or distress, honor or dishonor. In this way you shall never incur sin. So in this purport, Srila Prabhupada said, if you are attached to the result, then you become also the enjoyer or sufferer, rather the sufferer, as we know this world. And in that purport also, Srila Prabhupada had mentioned this, yes? That everything should be performed for the sake of Krishna, his transcendental consciousness. So there is no reaction to material activities when it's performed for Krishna. So he who acts for his own sense gratification, Srila Prabhupada in 238, he who acts for his own sense gratification, either in goodness or in passion, is subject to the reaction, good or bad. So you can have the result and enjoy it, but many times it will be suffer it. That's what Srila Prabhupada is saying. But he who has completely surrendered himself in the activities of Krishna consciousness is no longer obliged to anyone, nor is he a debtor to anyone, as one is in the ordinary course of activities. So that was in 238, same topic. Try not to be attached. And another place, in another purpose, Srila Prabhupada was comparing this situation of the conditioned soul with a bank tiller. Is that the word? Somebody is working in a bank and he has to count so much money every day. It's not his money. So one day, there's so much income. He's not jumping and dancing in the office, but he's just writing the higher number there. And when it's a little, he's not depressed. Usually, we are so much fluctuating in our consciousness. So that is it's the first lesson of Bhagavad Gita. Yeah, okay, we had some preliminary knowledge that we are not the body, we are the soul. But here, this is a hard thing to put into practice. So for instance, I go on book distribution and then, I don't have a good result, so let me give it up because I'm not productive. So that's the whole test. And as soon as we can give up this mentality, then also Krishna will empower us to do so many books. That is the rule. So it's a practice. This devotional service is such a enriching experience for to get these basics of Bhagavad Gita down. When we can enthusiastically face such challenges, like such a difficult thing, like doing the impossible, Mission Impossible, try to sell a book on religion nowadays, or to speak of a Hare Krishna book. But try it and you will have great realizations of the super soul even. So the super soul, it comes to assist in this mission. Yeah? When we become a good instrument, and when we can give up the attachment to the result, which is very hard for the conditioned soul. What we are here for? To enjoy. Yes. To be independent. So, I mean, I create my enjoyment. That's usually our philosophy. But then here is completely the opposite. No. Rishikena, Rishikesha, Sevanam, Bhakti Ruchate. So do service for the one who possesses all the senses, the master of all the senses, and then you will be very happy. But that's one of the basics we're trying to get down as we are going about in our devotional service. So it's practice, yes? We are not perfect now, but that's okay. So we should try to learn these lessons. So 247 is such a Sankirtan verse. This is one example, you know. But everything which we do, if I can't get a good result, I give it up. But mate sango sakarmani, that's sinful. Yeah? Also, okay, let me do something else, something capricious, which is not our duty. So that's also condemned. Yes? Capricious work is also not in the mode of goodness. So, in the Bhagavad Gita, in several places, we speak about duties, both material and spiritual duties. Eh? Two times Krishna is saying this very important instruction, do your own work rather than somebody else's work, because that is dangerous, to do somebody else's work. Your own work imperfectly, he's making a strong statement. You're making mistakes, there are flaws, but carry on doing that, that you're on the safe side. Svadharma, do your own duty, spiritually and materially. You can't run away anyway. You know, Krishna is really, he has us in the pliers. So you're not allowed to enjoy the result of your activities. Yes. You cannot do any capricious thing. You should do what you are told to do, right? What you are supposed to do. And you can also not stop doing anything because that was sinful. Yes. So the intelligent man, it tries to come to the mode of goodness, and that will be discussed in the next verse. So to be equipoised in our activities. So look, what we are about is the process, and we want a good result for Krishna. Srila Prabhupada also, like, he asked us for reports, yes? So he was measuring the outcome of our... He was interested in results to offer to Krishna. He's pure. The spiritual master, he wants to offer certain things, and he has a mission. So he wanted to know how many books were distributed. And then we must be very careful that we don't only feel good when we have a certain number of books distributed. We should only feel bad when we did not endeavor hard, right? We should know it's up to Krishna, the result's up to Krishna. And that's in all our activities. I just take this as an example, yes? Sometimes we have a miserable result. We were cooking a pie and the pie didn't come out. And we are maybe... Hey, it's not beautiful, but maybe it's cooked, but it's not very beautiful. I had wanted to offer Krishna a perfect pie. That would be all right, but the result is for Krishna. So let's see what we can do better next time. But it's not that we should be miserable because we don't enjoy. So three activities: prescribed duties, capricious work, and inaction. So inaction, no. We have to be very active. Spiritual life means to be very active. And when there are failures, that's no problem. Failure is the pillar of success. So Einstein also said, I never failed. I mean, I just discovered other things that did not work. And he did so many, hundreds and thousands of experiments. I just discovered another thing that didn't work. When he just had a big so-called failure. Einstein. I just discovered different things that did not work. I'm discovering. So capricious work, action without sanction of authority, and inaction means not performing one's prescribed duty. So we do our duty. We're supposed to do our duty without being attached to the results. So fancy that, you know. I've all my life I've done the opposite, and now I'm told not to enjoy and not to be attached to the result. So it's very difficult. Especially when we want a good result for Krishna, it becomes really confusing. You see? So, but a sincere person, he can reconcile this. I'm not the enjoyer. Krishna is Bhoktaram Yagyatapasam. He is the supreme enjoyer of all my austerities, also my austerities and penances. I am not the enjoyer of my austerities and penances. No. Bhoktaram Yagyatapasam. Krishna said, if you understand this, you become peaceful. Yes. Krishna said, you get freedom from the pangs of material existence. If you can realize that he is meant to be the enjoyer and that he is the proprietor and the best friend. Yeah. So in the two texts from here, Krishna will say that only misers, they desire to enjoy the result of their activities. Miser. So we don't want to give Krishna. No, we want to take more. So it's our unfortunate position when we are conditioned soul. We cannot cultivate this gratitude Krishna is giving us. But when do we want to do something for him from our heart? So Krishna consciousness is so nice. It's a change of heart. From an egocentric life to broad-mindedness, the result is up to Krishna. You can have this Krishna. This is something I want to do for you from my heart. Yes, this morning it was beautifully said. Also, give your heart to Krishna. That's what he's interested in, right? He has so many Lakshmis. If you're going to do an offering, you know, you cooked your favorite dish. And you're good at it, of course. And then you're going to offer that to Krishna. Well, what is that offering? When Radharani is cooking for him daily, how can we be a competitor for Srimati Radharani? So much love is in what she cooks. Yes. Yes. An example. It's occupation. We're not discussing now whether that's the thing for him to do, but if he's there, so then his duty is to count that money. Yes? And that he should do without attachment. Because if he thinks, wow, today was quite a lot, let me take something for me. Yeah, your spiritual master is going to tell you. That was said here. So with the sanction of authority. So things are very confusing in life. What should I do? So nowadays, sometimes spiritual masters, they ask you what you want to do. But then if you say something, so then he will confirm that, and then that's what you have to do. You see? Yeah. So sanction of authority. So then... there is routine work, emergency work, and desired activities. So that's in goodness, desired activities. Yeah. Desired activities can be capricious. Srila Prabhupada says that routine work performed as an obligation. You see, duty, obligation, that word is coming back here. That is in the mode of goodness, if it's in terms of scriptural injunctions. And then work with results becomes the cause of bondage. So, in the third chapter, also I said, work as a sacrifice for Vishnu should be done. Otherwise, work causes bondage in this world, right? So Krishna conscious activities are akarma. All the others, they have either good or bad karma. That means there is a result which makes you, which binds you in this world. So don't borrow money and don't loan money, because if you are not kids at the time of death, you will have to come back to get the money from your debtor, or to give the one you, if you took money from someone. No, this is like a comparison, but so it's also when you do good work, you will have to come back. Dhruva Maharaj, he had asked for a very big kingdom, remember. So he became a pure devotee, and yet for 33,000 years he had to become a king, because he had that desire. He had deserved it also. He had done good sacrifice. So but now he got it. So, when we only desire things for Krishna, we can go straight home, straight back to Godhead, without any delay. Okay, so Arjuna was therefore advised by Lord to fight as a matter of duty, without attachment to the result. It's non-participation in the battle. You see, sometimes we're calculating, isn't it, in our devotional service. Oh, no, I won't do this. Because it's not advantageous for me, I can't enjoy much. I'm offered this service, but no, I make this calculation. So it's another sign of attachment, Srila Prabhupada said. Even you say no, or you don't do something, by not doing something, you can also show your attachment. He made this whole calculation. Oh, no, if I kill them all, so how can I enjoy this kingdom? So a typical calculation of material life. That was how Srila Prabhupada described this in the first chapter, purport. So, we are full of material calculations, yes? This is such a quick computer here. And before I give an answer, I always go to the computer. What is in it for me? This question, what is in it for me? So then now we have to transform that question in, what is in it for Krishna? Is this what my guru wants me to do? Is it pleasing to Krishna? What do the scriptures say? Hari Guru Vaishnava Bhagavata Gita. We have another frame of reference rather than our polluted mind. So we want to purify the mind by pouring in these pure instructions of the scriptures, and then we can use that mind and our intelligence in making proper decisions. We want to choose Krishna. We want to choose Krishna. But when I'm overcome by the powerful senses, how can I control myself, my mind? I will always make the wrong choices. So, Jeto Darpana Marjanam. This chaito, this consciousness, must be very pure. If we are going to make progress, otherwise we're going in the opposite direction. If you don't make progress, you will automatically drift back by the waves of material energy. So we must be fired up, Prabhus. if we are not endeavoring hard enough, so these waves will wash us back. Yes? They will wash us back. So that's disappointing. Without progress, we won't feel inspired to keep on going in Krishna consciousness. We need success. Success is giving us the energy to keep on going. It's a marathon. So on the marathon, sometimes you need to take a standing with water and with oranges. So you need some break, some refreshment. So a little bit success, you see? Wow, hey, this anartha. It came out. So that's a big success, you know? When you can see, wow, I had a hard time here. I really got tested. But I feel like a little bit relieved now from this or that anartha, undesired rubbish, which I was carrying with me. It's scary, yeah? These anarthas. Yes. Yeah, definitely. Praying and endeavoring. Yeah, as I said, yes, we should come morning. You know, this is our blessing. When we come to take the blessings of the Lord in the morning here, the Lord Krishna, he has one arti which is called auspicious arti. It's called Mangal arti, and it's such a basic instruction for spiritual life. This is, for instance, you know, something everybody can do, can tangibly do, because there's 24 hours in a day, and even when you can't get asleep before 8, but you can go, you can try it also, always, you feel very much refreshed at 4. But for instance, this is such a blessing, auspicious arti. If you are there, you're surcharged for a whole day, and it will become so much easier to follow them. Yeah, you have to get up 4 because you have to take a shower. And also because Srila Prabhupada said you should be up by 4. And even you can take a shower in 15 minutes, then you can chant 2 rounds before Mangal arti. And these count 4 times, these rounds. Not that you don't have to chant, but they are more effective. So look, there are blessings, of course, they are, but we don't grab them many times. Oh no, it's not so important, this blessing. No, we must consider how helpless we are. Because we are being washed back by the modes of material nature. So the Brahma Muhurta time is very pure and helpful for spiritual life, and it would be a pity not to take advantage of it. Because these are such a scientific process where the 5 most potent items of devotional service are being practiced, living in a holy place, associating with devotees, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, chanting the holy name and worshipping the deity. So if you chant in front of Tulsi, that's also particularly very powerful. And in the association of the devotees, chanting is such a reinforcement. When there are many devotees, then our mind also becomes a devotee. Oh, I also chant. So that is a fact. So these are all recommendations by our acharyas. It's very hard to chant during the day when the modes are tsunamis, they are washing you away. So we find a peaceful moment in Brahma Muhurta time, early in the morning. Best to chant as many rounds as possible then. And there is a whole infrastructure and a whole environment created. You sing out your soul in Mangal arti, meanwhile you wake up. You stretch a little bit, you dance, yes? You dance around Tulsi, like anything, and then you chant good rounds. It's a difference, yes? So, okay, I spoke too much now. Maybe somebody wants to make some comment. Oh. So, about Krishna consciousness. And trying to please Krishna in our activities, the result of activities for Him. We don't want to be bound, we want to be free. Mataji. Okay, this was also asked one time to Radhanath Swami, yeah? So, and he made a whole drama. He put on a whole drama almost. All right. Do you sometimes enjoy chanting your rounds? Yes? Okay. Now you stop chanting your rounds. And it was a whole thing. So, do you sometimes enjoy cooking for the Lord? Yes, I do, Maharaj. All right, from now on, nobody should cook for the Lord. So, there is sometimes Radish Kirtan. Alright, no Kirtan. Sure. So at the same time you also Radish. Yeah, because devotional service is very nice, yes. But it's not the very reason why we do things. Yeah. So Krishna has sanctioned this. Susukam Kartam Avyam. This process is joyfully performed, so don't be surprised if you feel good by being enthusiastic about devotional service. But of course, when you're not enthusiastic, so it's hard to feel good about devotional service. But otherwise, it's so nice. It's a natural activity of the soul. Let's not forget that. No, it's not strange, weird to get up early, to take a shower and to put on bed sheets. No, it's just normal, you know. This is culture. It's a fashion of the future. And it's not weird to offer flower to your beloved. Everybody does it in this world. But we all choose the wrong lovers. So why don't we love this wonderful person, Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is such an expert lover, who can give us so much. If you give a little bit to him, he will just overwhelm you. Is it true or not? Yeah, it's important to find some spiritual master. You start. You listen to your heart. There's senior devotees, and you can ask for advice, which is not absolute, maybe. If we make it a priority, we want a spiritual master, we make it clear to Krishna, hey, Krishna, I'm serious about you. So now then Krishna is going to help you. That's a good point. So would you like to come back to God, to Krishna, to do the preparations for that? So spiritual master is going to come on your path if you show you're serious about this. And yes. And whatever is your occupation now, if it's not being a butcher, that will be your duty for now. Don't, Srila Prabhupada always said, include Krishna in your life. Add Krishna to your life. Don't make a big break up your life. Take counsel from devotees. Another thing? Anything else? Prabhu? So what I see from this is that work should be with the sanction of authority. So then all kinds of work can fit in that category, but we must make sure we don't doing things whimsically, capriciously. So there is this tendency to fools rush in where angel dare not threat. I mean, is it really my duty to do this or that? Yes. Just like here's a good example. I will correct somebody, but is it my duty? So this is like a big anartha, generally speaking. I want to lord it over, so I like to correct others. Just one example, but we must make sure we are in a position to do that. Being? Yeah, that's a good example. Huh? Yeah, it has to be done. Because this morning, it's not my service. That was such a good point. It's not my service. But it's devotional service. You can show your surrender. There's nobody to make the sandwiches for the Harinam. So, I'm going to do it. So, some enthusiasm. We are studying an act of devotion, and in the 21st are your 20 most important items of the 64 items of devotional service. One must, or is it 21? Anyway, very near in the top 21. One must do some voluntary service. That's when you come in the temple, so you don't limit yourself to, what I strictly have to do. This is so nice. This is so Vaishnava, yes? And another wonderful thing you can do is anonymous devotional service. Anonymous? You can't show off with it. This is a good exercise, isn't it? Sometimes I'm going to put a donation, but first I make sure if everybody is watching. Or, but when there is nobody in the temple room, and then you do a donation. That's so clever. Don't show it to your left hand what your right hand does, right? So we must, this is a good exercise. Otherwise, all these side motives for devotional service, they spoil the whole thing. Agni Dev is a disciple of Srila Prabhupada, a wonderful singer of the early days, and I read an interview in the book Kirtan of Yoga. And one day he got to sing at the arrival of Srila Prabhupada in the airport. He was appointed to be the Kirtan leader. And he was describing his feelings. Oh, I felt so excited about it. But I was praying that let me not start to enjoy this so and spoil the whole thing. And it will not be so much of devotional service anymore. So he had thought, oh yes, and this melody, and he knew that Srila Prabhupada's guru liked it so much, and I was going to sing that melody. So he had thought it out. He had thought it's over and over, and practiced. And then he was praying, oh no, let me not start to be the pop star here, I feel like. So how wonderful is that? Eh? If we can keep that devotional mode. So. And then you feel so much more joy in the heart. So this is the struggle. Our mind can be our best friend or our worst enemy, you know? We're trying to do so much devotional service, but actually it's all karmic activities, you know? For popularity, for being the best. This morning also it was touched upon, another coincidence. So we don't want to do it for that. So it's this sincerity. We must nourish this sincerity. It's so important, yes? Otherwise, if you're all going to put up a show, where's the simplicity? Simplicity is Vaishnavism. Yeah, he's just, oh no, come on. What is this? It's disappointing. So, we have some time, but the sooner we can come to it, the better. Okay, you want to say the last thing? You're asking me how I would describe the routine work, emergency work, and desired activities. Well, desired activities, it sounds like some trouble. Yeah, I was also thinking, that what you would naturally prefer. Yes. So what you would do yourself, what you would most like to do. But then, okay, and routine work. I think, the most desired activity right now is to hear the sound of that harmonium. Okay, we have some food for thought, and we will come back to Mother Gopal with more enlightenment. Whoever tonight has a beautiful dream, please come and share this. And thank you for being inquisitive. Kantraj Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Schau, komm.